Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at each life path number, the forecast for the full moon that will be occurring on December 26, 2023. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading or your year ahead forecast, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you and take a look. All right, let's go ahead and dive in. Life path 11-2. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 22, so 202. So basically your own life path energy of the 2, but you've got this influencing energy of the 20 that I'm going to talk about. You're also going to be working with hummingbird energy, so I'll talk about that as well. But first, I just want to mention about this full moon. So we have the last full moon of 2023. Full moons can indicate some kind of closure, completion, something coming to fruition, something coming to culmination, some kind of something being the light being shown on it. So some greater awareness coming about from a situation. It's also happening in the sign of Cancer, which can be very emotive. So this can be about emotional maturity, some deeper emotions coming to the surface around something to be moved through. This can also be about heightened sensitivity, which the 11-2, you're already pretty sensitive, right? You're pretty tuned in, intuitive, all those things. And so you could see that there's heightened sensitivity around this time. So just be mindful of that, right? If you feel like your emotions are getting the best of you, if you feel like you're, you know, somebody says something and you're being overly sensitive about it, just be really mindful of that, that you're not taking it to some extreme, that you're seeing it for what it is, that if you need to kind of remove yourself from the situation for a moment, or if you need to just kind of become the observer of the situation instead of reacting, this would be a good time to kind of sort of flex that muscle, right? To work on that. The other thing is we have a Mercury retrograde that we're moving through. So this can bring up a lot about like revisiting, sort of reviewing the past year. And some things from this past year could resurface, whether it's just from an emotional standpoint or whether something actually physical or someone in the physical sort of resurfaces to have some kind of closure or to have some kind of maybe healing in that area as well could come up. So just be aware of all that. Now, with all that big energy, you also are working with the energy, of course, of the 20. So this is interesting because the 20 can indicate turning points, decisions that have to be made. This can be a very decisive period. So, you know, it's a full moon, so it's about a two-week period. So you could see some big decisions that need to be made within this time frame. And of course, these decisions could be things that are going to have an impact on 2024, right, as we move into the new year. So of course, take that into consideration as you're making these decisions. But you could see this be a very, the need for decisiveness and your decisiveness, not sort of what somebody else thinks that you should do. So this is not a period to be easily influenced by the external. Also, greater awareness could come in at this time. And it's interesting because you're working with hummingbird spirit as well. And with hummingbird, they're considered in a lot of cultures like messengers of the gods, right? Like they're considered like closest to God type thing. And so there's like a lot of divinity associated with the hummingbird. And so you could see a lot of sort of divine intervention. You could see divine messages come through. You could see fated events or very destined events happen at this time that seem to happen by magic, right? A lot of synchronistic events could occur at this time. And those events can bring about some kind of deeper, greater awareness of self, and sort of your connectivity with others as well. There's also going to be a call with this 20 energy for adaptability, to be able to adapt to a new environment, a new situation, a new awareness. Because, you know, we talk about like, oh, having a greater awareness, like it's just like, okay, it happens and then we move forward. But usually when there's some kind of an awakening or some kind of greater awareness that comes in for us, it disrupts or it changes the environment in some way. And so we have to be able to adapt to that to figure out, you know, to get our footing and to figure out how we want to move forward. And it's usually not the easiest of transitions. I mean, it can be, but not always. Even if you're moving from being single to partnered, you know, it's a beautiful thing, but there are compromises, there are changes to your environment that will undoubtedly occur that you'll just have to, you know, adapt to and get used to, type thing. So there is the potential for that under this vibration. With this 20 influence, right, the vibration of the 20, sudden events could require you to make some kind of decision that could quite literally be a turning point in your life. And so, you know, when these kind of events occur, they can happen quickly. And so there's no time to sort of call a friend and get a bunch of different opinions and advice. It's more of, something's happening, I need to make a decision. What feels right for me? Let me follow my intuition and let me make a decision from what feels right for me in this moment. And, you know, taking into consideration the best that I can with the information that's provided and how it may affect the future, but really bringing it back to the present and seeing, how do I feel about this right now? So you could see something come in. You could, like I said, this energy, especially with hummingbird as well, brings in that divinity. It sort of brings in that divine intervention. So you could be walking down the street and feel called to go into the pet store. And then you walk into the pet store, and not only do you adopt a pet, but you also meet the love of your life. You just really don't know under this energy. And though that's all beautiful, that will take some kind of adaptability, that will take some kind of adjustment to adjust to this new way of life with a new pet and a new romantic partner or a lifelong partner, or you can meet a new friend, et cetera, et cetera. Or you could get offered just out of the blue, run into somebody, you start talking, you have similar interests, you have some similar expertise, and you get offered a job, and then you start working for that company or that person. So just so many things can happen under this vibration that are so magical, can be so magical. But within that magic, there's also this need for, you know, adjustment and decisions, decision-making, and then adapting to that new decision or that new change of events. So you could see a change of location, a new job, a fresh new relationship that will demand sort of new thoughts, new feelings, and new actions from you. It can also require you to be more vulnerable to, just all of the things, right? So it's very, very possible that you see these sort of things come in, especially with hummingbird, especially with, well, let me say this as well. It could be, not for everyone, but for some people, you could see something resurface now that was very significant in the past. It resurfaces now and the timing is better, right? So what I mean by that, I'm just going to use a relationship because that's the easiest example. So someone from the past that you maybe were in a relationship with or you were friends with who fell off the map for some reason resurfaces now in a much different way. And now the two of you are able to connect in a much deeper, more evolved way. So it changes the dynamic. And so it is possible that some people will reignite some kind of old flame or connection or friendship under this energy. But it would be in a healthier space and a deeper awareness around what's needed to make it work, right? So beautiful energy here for you all. There really is this dose of magic involved with this energy for you all, with all these different elements. So I hope it's magical. I hope it's a beautiful full moon. And I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. I'll see you all later. Take care. Bye for now.